Good morning. Light rain showers in the pre-dawn hours wet the ground in spots across parts of interior New York and New England, and we have generally dry weather, at least to start. However, quickly, rain is moving back in from the south as the wind increases out of the southeast, pumping in moisture from the Atlantic Ocean at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. So showers will become steadier and heavier as we get deeper into the morning. It's all associated with a storm system that will move slowly through the Ohio Valley and eastern Great Lakes today. The rainfall will also be accompanied by some rumbles of thunder and heavier bursts into the afternoon and evening. The flood risk is high as streams, creeks, and rivers are already running at bank full in a lot of places, and the added rainfall and snowmelt will only compound the problem, and much of the northeastern part of the country is under a flood watch. The steadiest rain will wind down this evening. Temperatures will only manage to get into the upper 40s and then slide back into the lower 40s tonight with areas of fog developing. The storm system will only slowly creep through the region tomorrow, and as an upper-level disturbance slides overhead, we'll have cool, showery weather for Friday, with the wind flipping around to the northwest and becoming gusty from time to time. Temperatures along with the scattered showers tomorrow will only be in the upper 40s to around 50. Most of the moisture will lift out on Friday night with rain and snow showers, and while we will have a lot of clouds around on Saturday, it'll be, generally speaking, a dry day with a return to at least some sunshine in the afternoon. It'll still be blustery and chilly with highs in the upper 40s. We'll turn the corner in a big way for the second half of the weekend as this trough lifts out and it's replaced by a strong ridge of high pressure. And on Sunday, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds pushing into the upper 50s. And with that ridge strengthening Monday and Tuesday, a decent amount of sunshine and a southwesterly wind will carry us into the lower 70s. The next front will arrive sometime late Tuesday into Wednesday with the next chance of showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across northeastern North Carolina, eastern Virginia, into southern Maryland, and the southern Delmarva Peninsula. A powerful trough of low pressure will advance toward the east coast today as a vigorous impulse rotates around its periphery from the southern Appalachians toward the mid-Atlantic states by early afternoon and then northward through New England tonight. Concurrently, a closed low at the center of the trough will deepen as it moves across the lower Great Lakes. Organized severe storms are expected to cross parts of the mid-Atlantic states into the afternoon hours. The potential exists for tornadoes, a few swaths of damaging winds, and even some small to medium-sized hail. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility and 32 degrees under mostly cloudy skies with a south wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 44 degrees, the dew point 36, 73% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 12, gusting to 20 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.86, and it is falling. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, rain, possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-50s, Boston, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, lower 40s, and in Buffalo, rain, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 41, the average temperature 47, that's 3 degrees above normal. Just 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 1.03 inches, which is 49/100th above normal, and 11.08 inches for the year, which is 2.54 inches of precipitation above normal. Also, there's been 60.8 inches of snow, which is 2.3 inches of snow above normal for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low 34, the record high 82 set in 1921, and the record low 14 in 1943. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m., sunset this evening 7:27 p.m., 12 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm this evening, areas of fog overnight tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with rain, perhaps a thunderstorm today, highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm this evening, areas of fog overnight, lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with showers and perhaps a thunderstorm this evening, areas of fog overnight tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with rain, perhaps a thunderstorm today, highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm this evening, areas of fog tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, more showers around 50, cloudy and breezy Saturday, afternoon breaks of sun in the upper 40s, a mix of sun and clouds upper 50s on Sunday, mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday into the lower 70s, becoming breezy and warm early next week, leading to a chance of showers late Tuesday into Wednesday, with highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.